You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We've got Chelsea versus Sunderland, non-televised matches now, all these 3 p.m. kickoffs on Saturday. Chelsea 3-10 to win, the draw 4-1, and Sunderland in the betting at 10-1.
Has something happened at Chelsea over the last 24 hours?
Something has happened.
I saw something on Twitter about it, and I don't know.
And hence Dodds here, Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win 6-4, Stephen Fletcher to score, and Sunderland to win 33-1. Jose Mourinho gone. Mr. Phelps, has he engineered his own downfall here, or is it player?
He's a clever guy, isn't he?
Or is it player power in action?
He's not daft, is he? You know, you wonder, don't you? We don't know, do we? But you know, a lot of the journalists say Derek will probably know better than me because he was lunching with most of them yesterday. So, but you know, a lot of the journalists, when you listen to the radio, they say that he had lost certain players. It was becoming harder and harder for him. I wonder if that whole thing with the physio, maybe, you know, the physios and players have very close relationships because they're with them quite a lot of the time these days. You know, and I think a physio team can be underestimated. I wonder if that whole thing with the physio has actually undone him more than he thinks. You know, maybe the players actually thought, hang on, this isn't the right way to treat people. And then the players have got the hump and everything else. But whether he's engineered his own downfall, I mean, the things he was saying on Monday night, and obviously it's easy to say this with hindsight, but I sat there watching him thinking, you can't say that about your players, really. So maybe he got
about
to that
being
meeting.
Betrayed and so on.
I mean, you can't say if we suddenly went on record somewhere going, do you know what? I feel like I've been betrayed by my fellow colleagues at William Hill. You'd get hauled in front of the bosses, obviously.
I do it privately all the time, but in public it's different,
so,
obviously.
Maybe he did. He's a very clever man. He's going to get a huge payoff and he'll get a fantastic job somewhere else. So let's not cry for Jose Mourinho at all. I think he'll be maybe a little bit wounded by it, but I think he'll be sat pretty happy that there's somewhere between 10 and 40 million just landed in his bank account. What happens now, though? That's the interesting thing, is it? Do we suddenly see that what we've been expecting for week after week after week? Because we know they've got it in them. We saw it in the Champions League, that they're capable of winning games and looking better. So what happens now? Do they suddenly come out of their shell and does Hazard just suddenly have an unbelievable game and shows that he is the player that he always was and shows that it was Mourinho's fault all along? I still don't know. Still not if I'm confident enough to back them at 3-10 here.
But we're suddenly assuming that that's going to happen. But you've got to think that the dressing room will be split as well. There'll be some players in there that love Mourinho.
Well, Fabregas
Fabregas
went on record yesterday saying, you know, thanks for everything you've done for me and all that sort of stuff. But luckily for them, it's Sunderland. You know, and although they've looked better, they lost. You know, look at the results against Everton, 6-2, beat Palace, fair enough, lost to Arsenal 3-1. I think we'll see a Chelsea win here. It's just how they do it. Do they do it in style? The shackles are off. Do they suddenly become a more open team who want to attack? Or will that take a little bit of time for a new manager to come in? I'm not sure of the answers to any of these questions, if I'm being honest. I just think Chelsea will win. And I'm tempted to say that it won't be quite as easy as they'd hope it would be. I'm going to go for the old classic, Chelsea to win and under 2.5. Or Chelsea to win and Hazard to score. I think we'll see more from Hazard now, providing that injury that he went off with isn't career threatening.
And Chelsea to win and under 2.5 goals is in the betting. At 2-1.
You've got to remember, I've not really mentioned Sunderland there. What they have been doing well is trying to shut up shop a lot more and trying to get points where they can. You know, that I know that Arsenal 3-1 was a bit of a different one, but before that, the unders had been landing week in, week out against the other teams they've been playing against. You know,
since they've taken a couple of hidings though, haven't
since
they?
Since that 6-2, you know, it was 1-0 Southampton, they won 1-0 at Palace, they won 2-0 against Stoke, they lost 3-1 to Arsenal and lost 1-0 to Watford. So I think they'll keep it as tight as they possibly can. Chelsea will nick it.
Derek, what's your take on the Mourinho situation?
Well, he had to go, without question. I mean, the players we're playing from, these are players who won the title by miles a few months ago, and you know, now they're in relegation trouble. He's got to go. Okay, the players can't hold their heads up either. They've thrown in the towel for this manager. And, you know, they should have to take a look at themselves in the mirror. But it happens at every club. When players have fallen out with the manager has to go. It doesn't matter if it's unfair. Otherwise, the alternative is that they could still stay in relegation trouble. That's how bad things have been for Chelsea. Mourinho had to go, and he should have gone a lot earlier because they've been a disgrace this season. And, you know, everything Lee said about what happens now, for punters, it's a real head-scratching time because, yeah, Chelsea could revert to type and be the Chelsea of last season, in which case 1-3 would look the greatest bet of all time. But these odds, your odds compilers are saying Chelsea will get back to normal at 1-3. Chelsea would be the kind of price you'd be looking at if Chelsea were at the top of the league. Would they be much shorter than that?
They'd be a little bit shorter, but not a great deal.
Yeah, so there's no room for doubt in your odds compiler's mind. That's it now. The troubles are over. Mourinho's gone. Chelsea will go back to being Chelsea. Well, I'm not going to take that chance at 1-3. Not on a month of Sundays. I think it's a criminally bad price. And Sunderland, I've been to Stamford Bridge in the last few seasons, and they've won there a couple of times. I think they won there 2-1 two seasons ago. Do you remember that 3-0 game they won about 4 or 5 seasons ago?
Yeah.
So the record isn't that bad there, and they have been playing a hell of a lot better. Now, I'm not going to go for them at, 9 or 10 to 1, even though I think there's a better chance of an upset. But I'm going to go for them with a 2-goal starter, or just under even money, 17-20. I think that's a massive price. The odds are all wrong. 1-3 Chelsea is criminal. I've got a feeling that Chelsea's problems are not all about Mourinho. I mean, yes, they've got to improve now he's gone. But some of those players, I'm thinking Costa in particular.
Yeah.
Their reputations are far and away above what they're capable of. And I think Fabregas had gone about 2 seasons ago. He's showing that this time around. There's more problems than Mourinho at Chelsea.
I wonder who's going to pick the team on Saturday as well. I can see sort of a John Terry, Diego Costa. partnership there.
Yeah,
Terry
will pick the team and Costa will pick a fight.
No doubt about it. Chelsea 3-10, the draw 4-1, Sunderland 10-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.